Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Proud Animal Communications with Rose Proud, heard here on the fourth Thursday of the month. Rose is a certified hypnotherapist who has studied energy healing, meditation, natural medicine, numerous spiritual growth practices before becoming a certified animal communicator, where her true passion lies. She's able to communicate with any type of pet, helping them with challenging life issues and negotiates effective solutions to increase the quality of their lives. Please welcome Rose Proud back to News for the Soul.
And we're live, believe it or not. The system, BCR, the New York station, went down and has been down for some time. Can you hear me, Ross? Are you there?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You're pretty quiet. You're like really far away.
I'm just talking normal. I don't know.
Okay.
I hear an echo.
Okay. And I've lost the switchboard now. Oh, my goodness.
I
hear me now?
Now I can. It was breaking up really bad.
It's choppy.
Yeah, I'm not hearing like parts of words.
And Rose?
Okay, well, I heard that.
Okay, now you're back. All right, so I'm not quite sure what. Literally, they just turned this whole thing back on 1 minute ago now.
Okay.
Let me bring a caller in to the mix just for a real confusion and see how their audio is. 773, are you calling in for animal communication reading with Rose?
Yes, I am.
Great, great. Well, I can hear you fine. Rose, can we hear you now? And can you hear them?
I heard her. There's an echo, but I could hear her.
Okay, great. Well, we're on with, who are you, 773?
Hi, I'm calling regarding my cat.
Okay.
He had an accident where he fell off the countertop. My other rescue cat poked him and he fell backwards and apparently hit his head, and he has a bump on his head. And I took him to an emergency vet, and the emergency vet misdiagnosed him, and the cat almost died. I rushed him to my regular vet, and my regular vet got him stable. So my regular vet just saved his life. But it has been a very difficult 2 weeks. And my cat is still healing, and I don't know how to help him heal faster from this. I don't think he's ready to leave the planet just yet.
Okay. So you want to check in with him to see how he's feeling about what's going on in his body?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so this was...
almost 2 weeks ago.
Okay. And he's been home with you, or has he had to stay at the vet?
No, he's been home with me, and he's been getting, he's been progressing every day. He's getting better, but he still has a bump on his head that's swollen, and it's going up and down, and that's the only problem that's left. The vet misdiagnosed him. He had a 103-degree fever, and he caused a seizure, which he's never had before, and he completely recovered. From the seizure, my doctor could not believe how well he has healed. It's like a miracle.
And that was from the fall, the fever, because he was injured?
Yeah, yeah, he had a head trauma, and he didn't get the correct care. The doctor, the emergency vet wanted to do surgery, even though the test said it was inflammation, like a bruise, you know, a bump. Mm-hmm. And I had a bad feeling. I said, no, I'm not going to go ahead with that. And when I brought the cat home, he was disoriented. He threw up. He was walking into walls. So I had to rush him to my vet the same day, and my vet saved his life.
I'm glad you listened to your intuition.
Yes. I put 528 hertz healing music on this morning, and my cat came running in the bedroom and just cuddled up with me. And laid there for like a half an hour. We were listening to it. So, like, he's really responsive to stuff like that. And, you know, I'm not ready to lose him, and I don't think he's ready to go either, but I really want to help him heal.
Okay, so what I'd like for you to do is, if you would please say your first name 3 times and then his name 3 times. And you have another kitty too?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
My name is...
Just one other cat? Do you have other cats as well?
I have 3 total, 2 others.
Okay. If I need you to bring in their energy, I will. But otherwise, just say your name 3 times and the kitty that was injured, his name 3 times.
Okay. My name is Tracy. 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 And my cat's name is Meow Meow. Meow Meow. Meow Meow.
Okay. Is he a black kitty, by the way?
No, he's all white with blue eyes.
Do you have a black kitty?
I have a dark kitty, yeah. A dark, yeah, almost black, like really dark brownish, the one that pawed him accidentally off the counter.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I kept getting a picture of this dark, you know, kitty, like a black kitty, as I was connecting with. So he knows what happened. Right?
Uh-huh.
Both of them.
Uh-huh.
Both of them.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, it was more like, it feels like the other kitty was just a little uncomfortable. It wasn't super aggressive.
Right.
And, okay. So he wants to make sure that you forgive him or her. Is it a she, the other cat?
The black cat?
Yes.
No, they're all boys. They're all boys.
Okay. So he wants to make sure that you forgive him. Because it wasn't like, you know, he knows. So, okay, let me connect with Meow Meow. You know, first of all, Meow Meow's energy, like his spirit is really big. Like his energy is way bigger than his body. And you probably have felt that before, right? He has a lot of old soul regal kind of energy to his personality. And he's like, definitely, I'm not ready to go anywhere. This was not part of the plan. So he is doing everything in his power to heal as well. And because he is so sensitive, like he's very sensitive to energy himself. I mean, all animals are to a degree, right? Because that's how they operate. That's how they communicate. But he's also very sensitive to energy. Like even like with you, he often will offer healing to you when he's feeling good. He works with
exactly.
You.
Yes.
So it's hard for him right now to take that healing energy that he would share with you. He really needs to keep it for himself to help himself heal. And he's aware of that. He just wants you to be aware of it. But you know, he's a little torn because that's part of the agreement between you and he is that he would help you with healing. So what can help him is if either yourself or if you don't know how, if he had some energy healing provided for him. Reiki, quantum touch, therapeutic touch, you know, any of those types of energy healing. Because that he's such an energetic being that will help him heal on the physical as well. He says it's just going to take some time. And part of it for you, too, is to just be patient with the process. You always want to speed things up, he says. It could be a little like, okay, let's get this done now. But
yeah, you're right. You're right.
So, you know, part of the lesson here for you is also to be patient with the process. he's trying to let you know that he's doing okay. And he did really love that frequency.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't mind more of that. And that in and of itself really is a type of energetic healing, right?
Right. It was a miracle. It was like he's never done that before. I mean, he just ran up and, he sleeps with me, but I mean, he really, like, as soon as I turned the music on, he came in. Yes.
Do you do any type of energy work yourself?
No, not really. I mean, I have my own health problems, and I just try to meditate, and I listen to a lot of music, and I used to take him for walks outside, and we used to look at the stars at night, so I light little starlights in my home here for him, and he noticed it the other night. For the first time, he was laying on me, and he looked up at the starlight, and he looked at me like he knew that I looked at little star for him.
Aw, that's sweet.
And I'm just in tears. I can't lose him. I just can't.
Okay. Part of what he's sharing with you, right, to trust the process.
It's so hard. I mean, he had a seizure, and I picked him up, and he was gone, and then I talked to him and softly petted him, and he came back to life, and then I rushed him to the vet. Like, I mean, he literally was gone for, like, a minute or so, and now he's back, and he's doing so well.
So do you know someone who could offer healing?
No, I'm going to try to find somebody. I've even looked, like, I called a couple places, a holistic vet that did, like, you know, like acupuncture and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to Google and see if I can try to do it myself. But I'm so, upset that I just don't want to put any negative energy into him. I think the music is going to be a good thing.
The music is a good thing because it's also good for you. And, I believe that we all have the ability to do energy healing because we are all energetic beings in this physical form. And, with intention, energy is amplified.
Right.
With your love and your intention, you could work on him. However, I do, honestly, this is coming from me, feel that you might not be in quite the right space to offer that without attachment or worry. And you don't want that. So, a lot of energy practitioners can do distant healing. They don't even have to be there.
Okay.
But if you know someone, in your circle who does some type of energy work, they could offer that perhaps. You could ask.
Mm-hmm.
You can also, just Google energy healing for animals. I do the energy healing. I have, like, Reiki practitioners that I know that offer it. Nicole might know somebody who has a show that has that type of practice as well. So there's a lot of resources. The other thing he shows me that could be beneficial is, acupuncture makes sense to me, but what he's showing me is like this wand that weighs over, and I think that there's some type of, I don't know exactly what it is, but it would be working vibrationally too.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a holistic vet here does some sort of like cold laser therapy for pain and inflammation.
Yes.
So that might be what he's referring to.
Yes.
What would also really help him, Tracy, is if you can kind of move yourself into a space, again, like he said, of being, trusting the process, but trying to release the worry. And I know that's easier said than done, but it's not helpful to you or to him. And because he feels conflicted because he's not really in a space to do healing for you, feels you like that, he feels like he needs to be helping you, because that's one of the things that he works on with you. It's not just the physical things, but the emotional worry that you get about some this is what he's sharing, you know, some of the stuff that goes on within you.
Yes.
He helps you release that. He helps you relax. And
yes.
So you being relaxed and calm allows him to be even more present with his healing.
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Is there anything else you want to ask him or either the other two?
I think the other two are fine.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, this cat just showed up on my doorstep on Easter like 10 years ago and out of nowhere, and I picked him up and we've been together ever since. And, you know, it's just been amazing 10 years that he has brought so much love into my life that no other person has. And so he is my best friend.
And he wants you to know that he's doing everything he can to recover. Okay. I am going to say that doesn't always mean that a complete healing takes place. But he wants you to know that he's doing everything he can to totally recover.
Okay.
And I just know from doing what I do that sometimes when things don't turn out exactly the way we hope, it's still part of their process, right? And it's part of our agreement. But he is not ready to give up, and he is not ready to just leave. And that's what he wants you to hear. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I need to know. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. I'm glad it worked because she's been having, Nicole said there's been issues today with the board. So.
Well, the entire station has been down. Healing, by the way, Tracy, if you go to newsforthesoul.com and look for Jane Facto, she's up near the top.
Uh-huh.
I've been using her for helping my dog as well.
Great.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Enjoy. Thanks for calling in. Keep in touch. Let us know how it's going. Let's go to 954. 954, you're next. You're up live with Rose. What's your first name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Mary. I'm calling from Florida. And I'm actually calling about a lost dog that was lost on October 7th in my neighborhood. I didn't know the people until they knocked on my door and said, please help us because we lost our family dog. It's a rescue dog and emotional support. And he was actually lost about a block away from where I live, right outside of an ice cream store. And he escaped from them. And since then, the family has been coming from one coast to the other every weekend, and they've got a $3,000 reward for this beautiful black lab named Rosie. And there's posters everywhere, and the people have two children, and they are so despondent. The last sighting was possibly someone in a car that I may have seen was trying to get him in the car, maybe with food, but they couldn't get a picture. And they've had posters all over town for this dog. And it seems as if this dog just disappeared. And I'm just wondering if you pick anything up and if they'll ever get Rosie back.
So for me and the ethics that I adhere to as an animal communicator, I don't communicate with an animal without the people's permission or request. Also, with a lost animal, it's a very charged and emotional session, and it's really best for me when I have the person on the phone with me and I have a picture that I can see, and I have a much better connection because they'll show me pictures or they'll show me if they're in their body or out of body. And
they're actually, the woman has a Facebook post with the dog's picture, but I wouldn't do anything unless, you know, I got her permission. But
I mean, and it's really wonderful of you to be so caring. And,
I just,
you know, sometimes
I feel such an attachment. I don't know why, but I'm mostly a cat person, although I do love dogs. But I'm not even a big dog person. But for some reason, you know, just see this, I have this poster here in my home, and I see this dog, and it's just, it's haunting. And they have so above and beyond anything that anybody could possibly do. I did get several readings, and so far none of them had picked up that the dog had passed away, that somebody had the dog, really, and the money wasn't an issue. But it's just, is there some way that if I gave her your number or anything, if she chose to, I don't know. She did get a pet detective, but she had to pay them a lot of money, and I guess it went nowhere.
Someone with a tracking dog?
It's a person who has quite a following for finding animals. I don't think she's psychic. I think she's a pet detective, has her own way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it has resulted in nothing, and there's just hundreds and hundreds of pictures that pour into her website all the time, and some of them are so close, but not her dog. And, it was a really terrible bad rainstorm, and they take really good care of the dog. The dog is Chip with the family name and everything, but a friend was waiting in the car for them to arrive from the other coast, and she had to run inside to use the bathroom and left the window open enough, and the dog jumped out. That's what happened. But the storm was so bad that I guess the cameras, you know, blocked the view. And somebody said they saw this dog within blocks of my apartment. So I've looked constantly around the neighborhood, and I don't see it.
Will travel. They'll travel when they're in an area that's not their home.
Yeah.
And they can go far.
I know.
So, and being that it's been like 6 months or so now, That's a long time.
A long time. They don't want to give up hope, you know. But
they will find them. But sometimes also there's an agreement there that it's not always easy for us to swallow, but that, you know, the dog might have left for a reason.
Mm.
And that
the dog everywhere they never went anywhere hiking or anything. They've always had that dog right by their side. You know, it's not
but
like they
weren't
were
there that day.
Pardon me?
But they weren't there that day when that happened?
Yeah, they were coming from the other coast, and their friend was in the car before them, and she said, well, you know, you have a full house in the car with the kids, and I'll take the dog and I'll wait for you here. We'll meet at this well-known ice cream place. And she had to run to the bathroom, left the window open, and the dog jumped out. That was it. That's the last anybody seen that dog.
Mm-hmm.
And here it had a big vest on and a long leash and a nice collar. And, you know, it has their chip on him. And it just haunts you. Every day I look at her website and there's no sighting, you know. Really
right.
bad.
Well,
but I don't know if it would help.
We can send prayers. You know, I always send prayers to St. Francis. You know, even if I'm not Catholic, but you know, he had a way with animals. I always say he was the first animal communicator.
His name is Saint Anthony.
Yes, Saint Anthony too.
Yeah. Right. Well, okay then. If you want to give me your email or whatever, do you have an email or a place they could contact if you wish?
Yeah, on News for the Soul, on my profile, it has all my information. And my website is Rose Proud,
proud.com. Say that
again. My name is Rose Proud, Proud. And that my website is just roseproud.com. But you can also go to newsforthesoul.com and, you know, all the different providers, radio show hosts are there, and all my information is there as well.
Okay. All right. I'll let them know. And while I have you on the phone, I have two cats of my own, both rescues. One most recently in the last couple of years, I took in orange and white and black cat that apparently no one was caring for in the motel next door, and it was, you know, pretty much on its own. People fed it here and there, but I would feed it, but then I saw it was not doing good, and I took it to the vet and got all the vetting done for it, but it kept wanting to go out and really put up a ruckus, couldn't keep it in. But what happened in the last 6 months is she started having eye problems pretty bad and upper respiratory. So I've taken her to 3 vets on my own, and they've tried multiple different treatments on her. And it gets better, it clears for a while, and particularly the one eye seems to close more than the other, and it's got a weeping in it. And I almost lost her because some girls picked her up thinking she was, abandoned, and took her quite far from me. But I found out through a friend she was on Facebook. She said, call the number, the girls have your cat. So they brought her back, and I said, well, I'm going to try to keep her in. I've had her in since February. It's been quite a challenge, and she's a little feisty at my other cat, but I keep her in a separate room off and on, and she's healthy otherwise. She eats, and she's very lovable, and I have to probably take her back. I can't really afford to have a CAT scan, which she may need. I just wonder if you can pick up anything on this health condition with her eyes. What is going on?
Okay. So physical issues, like I could ask her how it feels to her and if it's causing her any pain. And then I can also ask Divine if there's a solution or something that could help.
Okay. Her name is Orangey.
Okay. So what I'd like you to do, if you would, Mary, say your first name 3 times and then her name 3 times.
Mary, 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 and Orangey, Orangey, Orangey.
Is it more her left eye than her right eye?
Let me see. She just took off out the bedroom. Let's see. No, I think it's the right eye, actually. Strangely enough, I had a cat in the past that looked just like her with almost the same problem. I think it was the same eye.
Yeah, because I feel like my left eye, so that would be her left, not like looking at her on the left, but her left eye feels kind of...
See if I can see where she went. I let her out because she was climbing all over the computer as I was talking. You see here.
It's okay.
Come here, sweetie.
But I can feel it.
It is her left eye. You're right. It is the left eye.
Okay. And it feels swollen, and it kind of feels itchy, like irritated.
Yeah. She closes it and opens it, and it weeps.
Mm-hmm.
And she seemed like, for a while, she seemed like it was upper respiratory, and they had treated that with viral and bacterial, and you know, naturally they want her back for more expensive testing, and I've spent quite a bit on her already. I mean, other than that, she seems all right. She's a good eater, and she's alert.
She notices sometimes it feels like, well, I'm getting bored. Do you use, like, air fresheners?
Yeah, I do. The other thing I've been treating her with is some powder. It's not a toxic powder. It's a natural earth, made from earth, food-grade powder that I put on her. But I do use fresheners, too. But I noticed it was before I brought her in that this condition was going on. It wasn't like after I brought her in.
I
found her in that shape. I mean, she was neglected a long time. And then I found her, and I said, she can't be out there to fend for herself. It's too busy, and there's too much going on with cars and traffic, and it's not a good area for animals to be out anymore.
Well, the thing with their eye, though, does get the air freshener, because I got that from her, like, smells, and from what I smelled, to me, it's like what we use for air fresheners, but it can aggravate it. It didn't necessarily cause it, but it can aggravate it. So the powder you put on, are you talking about diametaceous earth?
Yeah, I use the diametaceous earth.
For fleas?
They treated her with the shots for the fleas, but I practically do just as good with this powder. It seems to stop it just as well.
Yeah,
I don't like the reaction from the shots.
Right, you can make sure you don't get it in her eye.
That's
not causing
a problem.
Behind
her ears, so she can't get at it.
Yeah.
Keep it away from her eyes. I've tried steroid. They gave her steroids. They had multiple drops, three different kinds of eye drops on her, antibiotics and everything. And now they want to do a culture on the eye and all that. Well, you know, it's like hundreds and it just keeps adding up. And I've already spent quite a bit of money on her. And it's just, it don't seem to, you know, get resolved. But one of the technicians said maybe it's eye pressure. Maybe there's something going on behind the eyeball. Maybe she needs a cat ophthalmologist. Well, I mean, that can go really sky high, and I don't have it.
She does have a little discomfort there, but it does feel like to her that sometimes it kind of comes and goes.
Yeah. It'll clear up and get worse and better.
Let me see if there's anything that might, like anything that could help support that. Does she sneeze?
She's compensating with the other eye, and she seems to be a little more aggressive than usual with my other cat. It's older, which she don't bother her at all, but she's just like, she's a little more irritable. Maybe she's afraid.
Well, and also because, you know, she's having to stay inside. She's adjusting right now.
I have her in the windows all the time because she wants to always see outside cats and birds and stuff.
How does she sneeze too?
Sometimes, but not.
Because she's showing me sneezing.
Not a great deal. No, she seemed kind of congested for a while, but I think the medication helped in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost looks like a viral or bacterial, but that the medicine didn't seem to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad because she looks and she squints and then she puts her head down between her paws, and it's been an ongoing condition. She was that way for quite a while outside, but she could get around, and I only let her back out because she was just tearing up the house and screaming and banging on the door, and she was wild, but once I took her in and trying to use different other methods to distract her, she's okay. I've got her scratching post, and she takes out her aggression on the post and the toys, but she seems, you know, she loves music. I never seen a cat that loves music so much. I put the soft music on my computer, and she won't get off my computer chair. I have to fight with her. And I put it on at night. She goes to sleep, and her tail goes, and she loves the interaction, you know.
That's good. Well, it sounds like you're doing as much as you possibly can for her. When I checked in with Divine, if there's something that could help support her, I don't know if there's something that's going to totally reverse it at this point. But there is an herb called Eyebright, and that's what came through. That because when I check in with her, you know, I do get this kind of like congestion in my nose and in my throat, and so
I see the congestion in her sinuses sometimes. Yeah.
So you know, I would encourage you to look for something made for cats. I actually have a product I use for my dogs that has Eyebright in it. So if you just even searched, you know, Eyebright for cat, I'm sure would pop up. But that's what I got that could potentially at least help keep it a little more clear and support her. It would be something she would take, like you'd put it in her food.
I see.
It'd be like
in
a tincture form. Like the one I give my dog is in a tincture. It's Eyebright and...
It clears up their eyes?
Well, it works with the upper respiratory system and the system around the eyes because, you know, they're so connected there.
Yeah. Well, I certainly will check that out. I mean, I thought about, you know, maybe going back and getting some more eye drops for her, but it's hard to tell, you know, which ones are really helping. We had the antibiotic ones, and we had the general ones they give. But I've had her two now, I think three separate vets. But the one wanted to go into all kinds of, you know, CAT scans and all that. But
yeah,
it's just, I can't do it, you know.
Well, look for that and see if it resonates with you. And
yeah, I'll look into it. I will.
Okay. Well, let us know, okay?
Thank you very much for
doing
assistance. And my other cat, is she doing pretty good? Baby girl. I've had her about 8 years. She's very sweet.
Say her name.
Baby girl. She's a little tabby. A little female.
Yeah, she's a little off-put, that Orangey. Orangey kind of like, I mean, even though you keep them separate, she kind of tries to dominate the space.
She does.
She's a little put off by that. Like, things were fine when it was just us. You know, that's kind of...
Yeah, it was always just me and her for a long time.
Yes. Yeah,
and
she was like, that was fine with me. Why
the other one in,
change it? Right.
I just don't have any recourse right now. I told the
girls...
Yeah,
I mean, otherwise she's doing okay. She just...
I realized I could have lost her right there when the girls took her. And I said, no, it's time to try to keep her in. She has plenty of activity going on and plenty of attention here. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for giving me that advice, and I'll research the Eyebright. And I'll give this pass this information on if they want to contact you.
Okay.
They can. Do you have a direct phone number or anything?
Yeah. It's 828-388. 7366.
Okay. I just say I mentioned that. I talked to somebody,
okay.
But they can't do it unless the owner is present. But it's just it's a haunting situation, and there's so many animals right now, dogs and cats missing everywhere in this community.
Know.
I don't know.
Oh,
what's
I mean, everywhere.
Nobody
everywhere.
Seems to be taking care of the animals right anymore. Not that I'm perfect because I lost a few, but I mean, some of them are just totally negligent. They just don't care, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This family is so diligent. It's heartbreaking. It just.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Yeah.
Thank you so much
right.
for
well,
caring.
All right. Well, thank you, Rose. Nice talking
okay,
with you.
Mary.
And,
all right.
I
thanks
wish
for
you
calling
luck
in.
Your... All right. Have a blessed
okay.
weekend. Bye now.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too. Oops, I clicked the wrong button. Hang on. I'm coming back. There we go. So the audio is really weird today. It's not usually like this for those of you listening. It's things just got clicked back on and we're just going with the flow. At this point, Rose, I'm thinking because there's not enough time for another reading, why don't you take some extra time and tell people about what you've got going on? I know you were teaching this method. Ology as well recently, and just whatever you'd like to share.
Okay. Yes, I have a one-on-one mentorship program. So it's a little bit different than, you know, taking like an online class or a class in person, because I find out where you are, what you already know as far as like your own intuitive practices, and we start from there, and then we work together, you know, to learn animal communication and work with animals. And I love it so much because I can individualize it. I'm not really a big group person myself, so it kind of makes sense that this is the way I would choose to teach because it resonates. And I have openings. I have another one starting an opening in June. And if anyone is interested, you can send me an email at petmessenger@gmail.com and just put mentorship in the subject line, or you can write an email if you want and I'll send you info about how it works and the cost and the timing, all of that. I also am willing to work with people who maybe have already been doing animal communication but just want a little bit of support, and we can just set up a couple sessions to do that. It doesn't have to be through the whole mentorship program, which is a 12-week program. So I love sharing and working with people because I feel that we all have this ability to communicate with animals, and there's not enough of us out there. I run into people frequently that have no idea even what an animal communicator is. So that's telling me there's not enough of us out there. So and the animals, this time that we're in right now, with everything that's going on the earth, and we need to be communicating with the animals even more so. And they have so much to offer, and they have so much knowledge, not only our personal animals that we live with, but animals in the wild. And we could learn a lot from them if we just listen and open up. So I'm always hoping to expand that connection with the animal kingdom and humans to help us evolve and grow. I think they're way above us, the animals. But
yes.
And I do offer private sessions, of course. And, you know, lost animals, I don't do those on the show just because it's just very emotionally charged, and I feel like a private session is more effective. But also, if for any animal that doesn't belong to the person I'm speaking with, to me it's an ethical place. Is it okay to communicate with this animal? I mean, it's one thing to just send them love, but, you know, I just feel like it's important that that we have permission, because that's kind of where I come from, and I was taught that way as well. And it resonates with me. So, you know, that's why I really didn't want to tap into that energy, because, you know, we didn't have the people here but I do work with lost animals privately, and sometimes we're successful.
You found a lot of lost animals?
Not. I would say it's about 50-50. And, you know, sometimes, like I said, sometimes they leave for a reason. And then that needs, it might be their agreement is fulfilled and they want to move on. Or it might be something that's going on with the person or in the household and they don't want to be around it. You know, sometimes it's just circumstantial, accidental. And so when I work with a lost animal, they can show me pictures of where, what they see. I'm never entirely clear if this is what they see right now or what they just passed or what they see, have seen. You know, it's never entirely clear. I can ask them, but especially dogs are often on the move. And so it's not like they're just staying there, but they might show me places where they go for water or where they found food or if where they sleep, and they will often kind of return to an area. Every animal, when they take off, will go into survival mode fairly quickly, and depending on their personality, can determine how quickly that is. And the first thing they look for is something safe and security, and then they start thinking about water and food. And when they find those three things, they'll often stay in a in an area. But sometimes they're, even if they know how to get home, like a kitty, especially like an inside kitty that gets out, even if they know how to get home, often the fear keeps them where they are until they hit this threshold of finally deciding, I'm going to push through the fear and I'm going to get home. So it's, and it, you know, it's always so emotional for the people too, of course. Not knowing where they are.
Yeah, it's a terrible feeling.
It's awful. I had a dog that was an escape artist, and when she would take off, then my other dog would follow her. So then they would both be missing, and that happened like 3 times, and that was like way too many for me. And I would inspect the fence. I'd keep my eyes open, and I swear she was Houdini and a ninja and a portal jumper. I say she gave me all my gray hairs. But,
wow.
Yeah, it's
I mean,
it's
even
a very...
That is a pretty damn good... You know,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're breaking up again.
Okay, we'll take it as a... we're working on improving things over there in New York. Let's give her a contact info out one more time. Rose, and then we'll call it
okay.
A day.
Oh, I heard that. You were breaking up, but I heard that part. Okay. You can find all my information on my profile on newsforthesoul.com. You can reach out to me at petmessenger@gmail.com, roseproud.com, or through any of the information that you'll see on my profile. And, of course, here. Call in the fourth Thursday of the month, and we can always connect with your animal this way as well.
Beautiful. Well, it was good to connect with you, Rose. We'll see you next time, and
okay.
Be well.
Okay, you too.
And you can find Rose all linked up at newsthesoul.com. And we're back, God willing, with more in a moment.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.